Everybody in the entire world knows this man. He is beautiful and he goes by one name. That's how special and important he is. It's Fabio. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
So great, mate. What are you up to?
Oh, nothing much, actually. They just called me and I was ready to go to the gym.
Oh, we wouldn't want to get in the way of Fabio's gym time. I mean, if you are the most beautiful man in the world, you need to keep that routine, right?
Yeah, that's okay. You know, it's like, I love Australia. I love the people in Australia. They're the most down-to-earth people I've ever met in my life. And, it's like the gym can wait.
So, well, you're business partners now with two Aussie people.
Yeah, us and Jim, they're unbelievable. For so many years, so many companies in the United States, they come up and they want me to advertise their product, hair product, skin care. And I never really wanted to attach my name to any of this company because I'm not 100% organic. We wanted to come out with something really amazing. We thought about, come out with the most organic product on the planet, high-level line.
Did you go through the same process? Because we cast our minds back in how we know you here in Australia. And one of the first thing that comes to mind for us is, I can't believe it's not butter.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah. You remember these? Yeah. You remember those ads?
Remember those days?
Funny. It was the oldest, longest run campaign in the United States. Went up for like almost 24 years.
Can I just give you a bit of a confession, Fabio? My first full-time job was working in a public relations firm called Burson Marsteller as an intern.
Uh-huh.
And one of the first marketing campaigns I worked on in Australia was the I Can't Believe It's Not Butter campaign. Now, I can't remember. Did you come to the North Sydney PR offices for Burson Marsteller in the late 90s, early 2000s?
Yes. I did the entire tour. Let me tell you, first of all, I love your accent. It's so, I'm melting. So sexy.
You're talking to me on that. It's like I had a pretty good one too.
And oh, come on. Check out a beautiful accent. Beautiful.
It's Australian.
Thanks. Thanks, mate.
Thanks,
yes,
mate.
I was there back then to promote, the product. Yes,
I didn't know if I'd imagined it in my dreams or if it happened. And if it happened, then we've definitely been in the same room because I remember.
No, it happened. I tell you, and I fell in love with Australia.
Yeah,
it's
a good space.
It's such a beautiful country. You know, it's like, as a matter of fact, I really wanted to come and start with the guys really to go full on with the campaign. But, you know, it's like right now. It's not so much leaving the United States, but when you get to Australia, you have to spend 2 weeks in a hotel.
Yeah.
Quarantine. It's just crazy.
I do have to ask this question all these years later then now. After all these years, can you still believe it's not butter?
It's not.
But can you still believe it, Fabio? Have you come to believe or you don't believe?
I still can't believe it.
That's awesome.
See? It's a proven product.
You're obviously, we caught you just as you're about to leave for the gym. So you're clearly, keeping yourself healthy and fit. What do you have a sort of a wellness routine or a well-being routine that you stick by?
It's very simple. I'm telling you, life is very, keep life very simple. You know, it's like your life, if you complicate your life, it can be as complicated as you want. Or your life can be very simple. It's up to you. Keep your life very simple. To keep yourself healthy, it's two things. Exercise, do some kind of exercise, gym, or go walk, go run, or it's nutrition. Those are the two main things.
Love that.
Fabio, speaking of the best things, you have a long list of acting credits on your Wikipedia page. But you've played yourself in a lot of movies and TV shows. In fact, you have so many cameos as you. Is there a favorite? Is there a standout?
Oh, God, there's so many. I don't know. You know, I did so many. It's very hard to pick one. You know, I don't take myself seriously. I always have fun with life because I think, that's the way everybody should, just have fun with life. And, So a lot of actors and actresses, they take themselves really seriously. And, you know, there's only one God and everybody's human. So when actually you make fun of yourself, or you go and you have fun with the part and everything, and it's so much better.
It would have been really hard to take things seriously on the set of Sharknado 5, Global Swarming.
No, that's a ripper,
yeah, exactly,
that one.
Exactly, exactly. But you see, but that shows you when you get into the spot, it's like, come on, guys. You know, it's like, it's so stupid. Let's have some fun, you know?
And plenty more fun to be had out there too, Fabio. That's for sure. Plenty
yeah, when
more
you
fun.
Have, when you have flying sharks and stuff like that,
yeah.
How can you be, you know, it's like, you'll have to have fun, you know, come on.
Absolutely.
But, so people need also, you know, to take away mind from stress, their mind away from work, you know, especially mine today, away from COVID, you know, it's a, you know, they're silly movie, but it's part of the, you know, you just watch this movie and they go like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm watching it. You know,
oh, mate, I'm renting out Sharknado 5 this weekend.
Totally.
I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah.
Fabio, before we let you go, just a couple more quick things. We can't do an interview with you, and we have debated this ourselves before getting on this chat with you, and we're sure you're probably, well, let me ask you this question. Are you sick of talking about the roller coaster bird
incident.
Yeah, it's you know, it's like, it's all such an old news. You know?
Yeah, we
yes,
know.
It's like 20 years old.
News. Isn't that strange that and it keeps getting brought up?
Yeah, but you know, it's such an old thing. It's like, you know, how many times do I have to tell the story?
Yeah, well, you don't. We're not asking you to tell a story. We thought we would ask you if you're sick of telling the story.
Yeah.
You know, I already told the story of so many, you know, TV in Australia and so on. I mean, right now in America, everybody knows. You know, it's like, actually, you know, it was the bird eating the video camera. The video camera was on top of the roller coaster. And then the video camera shattered and a piece of metal cut the bridge of my nose.
Oof.
That was the story. But because a big company like Budweiser was afraid, you know, oh my God, it's Fabio, you know, it's like, it's working with his face, he's going to sue us for millions and millions of dollars. Let's blame it on the birds and let's call it an act of God so we're not responsible.
Mm.
It's kind of fact, the video and the tape never showed up in the news because they make sure that the video was never available.
So it's a conspiracy. But,
you know, I was very lucky, I was very fortunate, it was a piece of metal and not the bird hitting my face.
Right. Okay. Well, good to get that out there. Conspiracy theory. You love
that. I heard
that
the bird didn't survive.
No.
Which is really sad.
Well, you know, it's like, it's, and that's how you, wasn't even such a big deal. It's because, you know, when you go upside down 85 miles an hour, you know, it's like, of course, and you have a cut on your nose. I mean, blood rush. I mean,
of course.
They took him to the hospital, and it was after they cleaned me up, I was, you know, back in brand new, like, you know, I went into on the roller coaster. So it wasn't a big deal. But of course, you know, fake news and the media, they have to make it, you know, bigger than what it is, because otherwise people don't watch it. So, oh my God, it's like, how's it possible? You know, it's like, you know, I got hit by a goose. You know, of course, it's all about, you know, the media pumping up stuff so people will watch it more.
Oh, Fabio, we would never do that here with the media. Surely not. I mean, that's... Yeah.
Some things never change,
yeah.
Hey?
Your new name is Pinocchio. Yes, Pinocchio.
No, look, we will go on the record right now and say that is the last time you will ever need to tell that story. We put an end to it here. It ends here, the last time.
You.
Cancel
thank
culture
you,
on that story.
Exactly. 100%. And very quickly, before we do let you go, our producer Matt has a question that he's been trying to get us to ask, but I'm going to put it back on producer Matt to ask you himself. Here he is.
No, don't turn this on me, guys.
You
this
want
was,
it,
mate.
You
this was your
it?
Idea.
No, yes.
Fabio, I was just talking to the team about how your hair is iconic, and it's, you know, your hair has stood the time for decades and you've still got it. When people think Fabio, they think the long hair, right?
They're still there, and thank you to Aston James.
Yeah, well, there you go. And so I've been trying to get the guys to ask you for a lock of your hair, but they don't want to ask for some reason.
We thought that's a bit strange, a bit of a strange
that's
request.
Really?
Can I send the regular mail, or you want me to send the FedEx?
Just FedEx it, because it's
FedEx.
Very precious.
Yeah, we want to keep it protected.
Okay.
Oh, he's going to do it.
It's a deal.
Oh.
It's a deal?
It's a deal.
Wow.
Lock it
I'll
in.
I'll do it.
We mean hair from your head, Fabio, just to clarify.
Oh, you're not asking me about the other one?
Well, you'd send both. We'll decide.
Which I mean, one. Okay, we can get more money for that.
It's for the women, right?
Yes, we'll sell it on eBay.
Okay,
we will put you back through to our producer, Matt, to arrange that because he's super keen to get the lock of your hair. I imagine you're not allowed to cut it or you have to keep that hair, right?
That's why, you know, I'm telling you, this line, Aston James, it's amazing because it really works. When you put the shampoo, you know, it's like your scalp really tingle. I mean, there is so much vitamin C in the shampoo. It's really bring blood up to your skull.
If I'm going to listen to anyone, advice on this, it is Fabio himself. Aston James is the way to go.
You're really fun. Thank you. And I hope to see you when I come to Australia.